Well, now to the disturbing news out of Syria, where today ISIS has taken the historic archaeological site at Palmyra, and there are concerns the militants might destroy some of the priceless ruins there, just as they've done in Iraq. Amr al-Azam is the former director of the Science and Conservation Laboratories at the Department of Antiquities in Syria. He's now associate professor of anthropology and Middle Eastern history at Shawnee State University in Ohio. He's with us from WOUB in Athens, Ohio. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
And first, tell us more about Palmyra. It was known as the Venice of the Sands. What is there?
Palmyra is a World Heritage designated site. It sits right on the edge of the Syrian desert and straddled the very long and very important trade route, otherwise known as the Silk Road, that brought goods all the way from the Far East, China, to the region, and or would have been the Eastern Roman Empire, and then from there onto the West and the heart of Europe. The city itself, certainly during the first, second, third centuries, was a very important center, was very prosperous, and because of the exceptional preservation conditions there due to the arid climate, it has also yielded really wonderful material artifacts and small pieces of textile all the way from China. There have even been mummies recovered, natural mummification, not the sort of mummies you find in Egypt, but this is due to the desiccation caused by the dry climate there. And the city itself, that's the ancient site itself, includes all the features that you would expect in a Roman city of that time, the main thoroughfare, the colonnade, the Arch of Triumph. And all of these are found in this one location, the city of the ancient city of Palmyra, and obviously the modern city associated with it right next to it.
And why this particular place? What is so significant about this geographically that led it to become this crossroads of trade?
Well, it sits right on the edge of the desert, like I said, so it acted as an important contact between the non-sedentary Bedouin tribes that would have roamed the deep deserts of Syria. They would have extended all the way down south into what is today eventually modern Saudi Arabia, and the sedentary sort of, if you want, quote-unquote, civilized cities, towns, and, you know, major centers of commerce up to the north. So you'd have had this trade going back and forth, and it would have been an outpost also to keep this is all in antiquity, of course, to keep the roaming desert tribes in check and make sure that they don't raid the sedentary sort of settlements of the empires.
And now, as we know, ISIS has taken control of this city. What are your concerns at this point? Do you expect that some of these antiquities, these ruins, are going to be destroyed as ISIS has done in other places?
Well, certainly. I mean, ISIS's interest in cultural heritage is very well known, and their interest is twofold. On the one hand, they recognize that cultural heritage is a lootable major source of revenue for them, and particularly Palmyra is very vulnerable because of the kind of quality of material that is likely to be generated from that site. It's all very high end. The other thing that ISIS regularly or has been known to do is commit what I refer to as cultural heritage atrocities. This is where ISIS will, you know, destroy sites or museums like they did in Mosul in Iraq or in Nineveh. And we are very concerned that Palmyra as a site is very much a potential target as well, because it's a World Heritage Site, and it's because it has these very important features such as the Temple of Bel. It's a pagan temple. It will make that a very likely target. Also, in the Christian period, the temple was converted to a church, so there's also remnants of frescoes from that period. And if ISIS wanted to commit a cultural heritage atrocity, that would be one of the sites they would want to sort of blow up. So there's that, you know, dual purpose for them. On the one hand, they can generate a lot of revenue by looting the site, and at the same time commit a cultural heritage atrocity in order to propagate and push their propaganda message. And this is a very powerful message that they use these atrocities for. It's a message of, I can act with impunity, I as in ISIS. ISIS can act with impunity, and the international community is impotent to stop them. So this impunity-impotence sort of combination is really, really powerful as propaganda, and they use it to good effect, and a place like Palmyra will offer them that opportunity.
Well, is there anything that can be done about it as you see it? And of course, those who might be able to help and stop ISIS have to balance the real lives that are being lost in other places against saving cultural heritage sites.
Well, saving cultural heritage should not be a question or an issue. You know, I strongly believe as well that cultural heritage is as important as lives, because lives are obviously important for now, but cultural heritage is also important for the future of Syria. One day this conflict will end and Syrians will have to rally around what few symbols help them identify who they are and what makes them a Syrian. And their cultural heritage is going to be absolutely critical for that. So saving their cultural heritage, or saving their past for that matter, is like also saving their future. So I don't see a one or the other here. But looking at what can be done, I think in real terms, very little could have been done. ISIS, you know, clearly decided that it was going to reduce its operational activity up in the north of Syria. It's seen that the Syrian regime has been under pressure in other parts by a reinvigorated opposition, Syrian opposition. So it took advantage of that and attacked the regime at a vulnerable spot. And there's nothing we could have done about it, I don't think, given the current policy by the international community and by the United States in terms of how to deal with the ISIS issue. Nothing could have stopped that.
That's Amr al-Azam, who was the director of science and conservation laboratories at the Department of Antiquities in Syria, now is an associate professor of anthropology and Middle Eastern history at Shawnee State University in Ohio, joining us from WOUB in Athens, Ohio. Amr al-Azam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.